My month-long moratorium was a success. Well, kind of. As I wrote in an earlier perspective, in an attempt to slow down the gargantuan amount of photos on my phone, I decided to hit pause and stop taking photos no matter how tempting. Consequently, I have no documentation of the two deer swimming across a Northwoods lake, no close-up of rare pink wildflowers edging a wetland, no physical reminder of a blue heron gliding right in front of me, its angel wings backdropped against a purple and silver twilight. What I gained, however, was a sense of freedom, a chance just to marvel, observe, and reflect, a chance to slow down and be in the moment. And then the grandchildren showed up. Luckily, they came at the end of my month-long experiment. Okay, I planned it that way, but nevertheless, I fulfilled my promise to myself. Of course I had to take photos of them. After all, they're growing up so fast, and so before long, not surprisingly, I was back to my old habits. Nevertheless, I have learned a few things along the way. Number one, do I really need 10 photos of a sunset? Number two, can I let someone else be the photographer and get copies later? And number three, I must steel myself to use the delete button more often and get rid of all those ho-hum photos that I've kept just in case. But most importantly, I've learned it's the moment that counts. I don't need photographic proof. Instead, I'd like to try following the poet Longfellow's lead and remember those beautiful memories by writing them in the round tower of my heart. I'm Marnie Omamenga, and that's my perspective.